The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolly, and how are you?
Well, I have to tell you, I have to be honest with all our listeners out there, I just saw a story that I found tremendously upsetting, but it's not an Israel-related story, but yes. I'll just briefly touch on the headlines of the Jewish community of Diefenter in Holland evicted from their synagogue. Very, very sadding. Sadding, is that a word?
Sadding.
Very, very hurtful, very, very painful to watch.
Sure. But how does a community of, how many? I think 70 people. The entire community is 70 strong. Jews have never really reestablished themselves in Amsterdam. We actually meant to speak to the journalist who covered that for JTA this afternoon. Unfortunately, he's not feeling well. But, yeah, did you see the whole story? It had been bought by the Catholic Church many, many years ago with the agreement that they would keep it. And the Catholic Church actually funded the running of the shul for the remaining Jewish community. When that ran out, when they ran out of money, then they decided to sell the property and it was meant to become a restaurant. And, that's what happened, right?
Well, I have been following the story, yeah. But, it's one thing to follow the story. It's another thing to see the people evicted. And I do have to say one thing about this community, however, big or small they are, they have walked out of that shul with tremendous dignity and their heads held high. And which leads me to the big story of the day, and it is Israel related and it is anti-Semitism related. And that is Jeremy Corbyn has apparently apologized this afternoon for hosting an event at the House of Commons in 2010. In fact, this was actually on Yom HaShoah, in which he allowed a Holocaust survivor, compared Israel's actions in the Gaza Strip to the Nazi. So he says, in the past, in pursuit of justice for the Palestinian people and peace in Israel-Palestine, I have on occasion appeared on platforms with people whose views I completely reject. I apologize for the concerns and anxiety that this has caused. But it is creating more brouhaha, and it's definitely making headlines here in all the papers, including Haaretz, who've actually said that maybe the Jews of Britain are becoming a bit hysterical. But that is Haaretz's angle. However, the chief executive of the Holocaust Educational Trust said that this was on Holocaust Memorial Day, when people of all backgrounds, faiths and parties came together to remember the unique evil of the Holocaust. And an independent analyst saying that he was at this event, and he said there was another angle to these proceedings, and that was that Jews have conspired to build a monopoly on suffering from genocide at the expense of others in order to deflect criticism of Israel. And this comes as there is more and more criticism across not just the British media, but also the Israeli media, over why Jeremy Corbyn doesn't seem to be doing anything concrete to fight anti-Semitism in his party, and has allowed the definition of anti-Semitism to be rewritten by his party so that it makes it okay to criticize the legitimacy of the state of Israel. Now, there's one thing to legitimately criticize Israel and policies. That's one thing. It's another thing to question whether or not Israel has a right to exist, and allowing for language that calls Israel a racist endeavor or racist project. I've never been a fan of the word Israel and project in the same sentence. This is very, very alarming. And Jeremy has been invited here a few times and has declined these invitations.
Yeah, which is actually not surprising. Not surprising at all.
Not surprising. And we have now our Israeli Labour Party has officially broken ties with the UK Labour Party, but many are questioning, with all this surrounding him, why is the Labour Party not doing a thing?
Yeah. Let's talk about Russia. I mean, we haven't spoken about Russia for a whole week, Rolene.
Let's talk about Russia.
Yeah.
Because Russia seems to be gaining more and more, I don't want to use the word power, but more and more momentum in leveraging agreements in the Middle East. And Russia's chief Syrian negotiator said in an interview this afternoon that his country has managed to convince Iranian forces in Syria to withdraw to at least 85 kilometers away from the Israeli border. And this is despite Israel's insistence that no Iranian troops be allowed anywhere in Syria. And Alexander Lavrentiev, I've practiced saying that name a few times, he says that they've taken into account the Israeli concerns, and they've managed to negotiate this pullout of Iranian units, or at least to agree to move back some 85 kilometers. And it looks like relations between Israel and Russia really are warming up. You know, Putin has met with Netanyahu a few times. I think they're due to meet again soon. The big issue on the agenda is always Iran's presence in Syria. If you follow Russian politics or the politics of the Middle East, you will know that Russia supports the Assad regime, and you know, many around the world do not. However, the relations between the two countries are warming up, and the IDF and Russian military even participated in drills as recently as last week. So it's very, very interesting to see that the movement and the balance of power, how just like the sands of the Middle East, it shifts and it changes.
Yeah. Two very interesting and very, very different performers, Ziggy Marley and Alanis Morissette. Is she still so angry?
I don't think she's so angry. You see, Kathy, because you always say hopefully tomorrow good news, I thought I have to organize you some good news.
Okay, thank you.
And I don't think Alanis is that angry anymore. If you look at her Instagram.
She got married and all of that, right?
She's married, she has children, she's undergone a spiritual transformation.
Nobody's
and she has
cheating
shown
on her.
Us
okay.
Some serious love. She's shown us some serious love. She was saying, you know, what a way to end her European and world tour by coming to Israel. And she loves the Israelis. They show her some warmth. Well, we are quite a warm and happy country despite all we face. And then on the other hand, we have Ziggy Marley, who, I don't know if you know this, but he's married to an Israeli lady named Orly. And, I think both, however different their musical stylings are, you see, I'm using the word stylings. I'm learning from Ziggy. Still came with messages of peace and love, and isn't that what it's all about?
100% it is. Rolene Marks, thank you very, very much, and look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. God bless and have a good evening.